Yeah.
I know in my own practice, improving my skills that when when there's pleasant and unpleasant feelings, can see the greed or the aversion. What I often don't see so clearly is more that neutral feeling state.
Yeah.
I understand that leads to delusion, but I don't quite often see that or understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. It's performing its function perfectly. But which is one, because it is, mental exploration. Yeah, it's very, very difficult. But that's also where it's helpful to, where like mindful, what I found, my own experience, is mindfulness of the body. So that because, really a lot of our time is actually quite neutral. And then being able to tap into that neutral experience of the body, and then see, because the delusion will manifest itself in different ways, either, usually a restlessness will arise out of that, and you can start to feel that in the body, sense of a little bit of, there's this movement it's looking for something, somewhere to land, something else other than this present moment, or a sense of fear, or a sense of anxiety, sense of uncertainty. So then paying attention to the, because you'll feel that in the body, the sense of kind of there'll be kind of a vibration or a tightening, and you start to recognize, when you recognize that over, and you start to all of that, that is the functioning of delusion responding to a neutral feeling. So then feeling more and more comfortable with the body and the present moment. Because one of the things of, that's one of the great assets of the body, and say as opposed to the mind, is that at least the body is always in the present moment. And the mind, all bets are off. But body's always in the present moment. So you can always come back. You come back, you're in the present moment. And then tapping into that sense, okay, that's kind of neutral, because a lot of the experience actually is. But then bringing a sense of comfort or ease or sense of stability around that. And then that starts to turn into a pleasant feeling. Or even if there's something painful, it's got a context to be held in. So that, coming back to the physical posture, the experience of the body, tuning into the experience of the body, because we're habituated to going to our thought processes. We're habituated to thinking, conceiving. And the Buddha has asked one time what is the world? What is the world? And the Buddha says, that whereby one is a conceiver of the world, a perceiver of the world, that is the world. So that conceiving and perceiving, that in itself is the world. So that. And we keep going to it. So then coming back to the kind of fundamental feeling of the body helps to ground us so that it isn't moving to that perceiving and conceiving all the time. It's not that you don't do that or you try to forbid it somehow, but you're starting to recognize that process.